Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Dick Kokos. Batting second. The shortstop, Billy Hunter. Batting third. The first baseman, Dick Krahoski. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Vic Wertz. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Vern Stevens. Batting sixth. The catcher, Clint Courtney. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bobby Young. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Johnny Groth. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lucrit Lau. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Lucrit Lau. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Chico Carrasquel. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Sam Mealy. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Jim Rivera. Batting sixth. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Bob Boyd. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Rocky Krznick. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Virgil Trux. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Virgil Trux. And now, play ball. Dick Kokos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kokos strikes out. One out. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski hits a pop-up towards first. Boyd settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz hits a ball on the ground towards first. Boyd scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wertz for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Stevens fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a fly ball into left field. Coco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is called out on strikes. One out. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young hits a fly ball into center field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy hits a fly ball into right field. Wertz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera hits a line drive into right field. Wertz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth strikes out. One out. Lou Kritlow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kritlow strikes out. Two outs. Dick Kokoes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kokoes is 0 for 1 in the game. Kokoes strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd bunts towards third. Stevens fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rocky Krusnik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krusnik takes first base on ball 4. Boyd moves to second. Virgil Trucks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trucks hits a pop-up towards third. Stevens settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0 for 1 in the game. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kritlow fields it and throws to first for the out. Boyd moves to third. Krusnik moves to second. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 1 in the game. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hunter hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Boyd settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski is 0 for 1 in the game. Krahoski strikes out. Two outs. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0 for 1 in the game. Wirtz hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Trucks fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 0 for 1 in the game. Mealy hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0 for 1 in the game. Rivera hits a fly ball into right field. Wirtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 1 in the game. Lawler takes first base on ball 4. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Boyd hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-0. White Sox. Rocky Krusnik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krusnik is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Krusnik is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 1 in the game. Stevens hits a fly ball into center field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 0 for 1 in the game. Courtney hits a line drive towards first. Boyd reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-1 in the game. Young hits a fly ball into center field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Browns nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Virgil Trucks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trucks is 0-for-1 in the game. Trucks hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kritlau fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0-for-2 in the game. Carrasquel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-2 in the game. Minoso hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0-for-1 in the game. Groth hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Kritlau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kritlau is 0-for-1 in the game. Kritlau is called out on strikes. Two outs. Dick Kokoz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kokoz is 0-for-2 in the game. Kokoz takes first base on ball 4. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hunter bunts towards third. Krasnick fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Kokoz moves to second. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski is 0-for-2 in the game. Krahoski hits a fly ball into center field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Browns nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 0-for-2 in the game. Mealy hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Stevens settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0-for-2 in the game. Rivera hits a fly ball into left field. Coco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Lawler takes first base on ball 4. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Boyd hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lawler moves to second. Rocky Krasnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krasnick is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Krasnick hits a fly ball into right field. Wirtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-for-2 in the game. Wirtz strikes out. One out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-2 in the game. Stevens takes first base on ball 4. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 0-for-2 in the game. Courtney hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Stevens moves to second. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0 for 2 in the game. Young strikes out. Two outs. Hank Edwards pinch hits for Johnny Groth. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards takes first base on ball 4. Stevens moves to third. Courtney moves to second. Don Lenhart pinch hits for Lucrit Lau. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Browns nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Hank Edwards now playing center field. Don Larson now pitching. Virgil Trucks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trucks is 0 for 2 in the game. Trucks hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Carrasquel strikes out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Fox bunts in front of the plate. Courtney picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Courtney. Trucks moves to third. Neil Berry now playing second base. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 3 in the game. Minoso hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Trucks scores. Fox moves to third. It's 3-0, White Sox. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Minoso. The throw from Courtney and he is safe. Minoso steals second. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 0 for 3 in the game. Mealy hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Berry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marlon Stewart now pitching. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0 for 3 in the game. Rivera takes first base on ball 4. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Stevens fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Dick Kokoz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kokoz is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Kokoz hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Mealy. Kokoz reaches second base with a double. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Hunter hits a fly ball into center field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski is 0 for 3 in the game. Krahoski hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kokoz scores. It's 3-1, White Sox. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0 for 3 in the game. Wirtz hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Krahoski moves to second. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Stevens hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Krahoski scores. Wirtz moves to second. It's 3-2, White Sox. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Courtney hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Trucks fields it and throws to third for the out. Stevens moves to second. Two outs. Neil Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Browns 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Boyd hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tom Wright pinch hits for Rocky Krisnick. Tom Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright hits a fly ball into center field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Virgil Trux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trux is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Trux bunts towards third. Stevens fields it and throws to first for the out. Boyd moves to second. Two outs. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Stevens fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Fred Marsh now playing third base. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Sievers pinch hits for Marlon Stewart. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers strikes out. Two outs. Dick Kokos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kokos is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Kokos hits a fly ball into right field. Mealy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 3, and St. Louis Browns, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.